This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. It's that time of the week, that time of the day. You know, every Wednesday at this time, you have us with you, Lindiwe, of course. I'm trying to figure out, what am I trying to say? This is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, myself, Lindiwe, on the first Wednesday of this beautiful month of August, where we celebrate Women's Day next week. But yeah, it's Women's Month.
It's Women's Month.
So be expectant of great things in your life and God coming through for you, because he's a faithful God. He's a faithful Father. So here we are on the Father's Love Show on this day, the 3rd of August, 2022. So amazing how time flies. So yeah, we're so glad to have you with us this afternoon.
Yebo. And we just like to say to all the women out there, you are beautiful, you are smart, you are intelligent, you are powerful, and you are highly, highly favored. You are God's awesome and favorite daughter or girl. Never, ever, ever allow anyone to tell you otherwise. God loves you, and he believes in you, and he wants nothing but the best for you. This is the Father's Love Show on K-Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. with, of course, myself, Bongani, and the beautiful Lindiwe. And we're going to be with you for the next hour or so. And we're going to be having our prophet, as usual, Prophet Richard Gray from Pietermaritzburg at International Christian Church in Pietermaritzburg, just to come and share the Word of God with us as we begin this beautiful month where we celebrate our women, our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our aunts, you know, our grandmothers. You know, we're going to be celebrating them the whole month, and we promise you that we're going to have awesome show, awesome time with you in this month of women. So you better make sure that you are always on the lookout on our Facebook page and also on our website. And talking about Facebook, we are live right now on Facebook, 729 AM Kapsa Council. That's where you'll find us, the beautiful Lindiwe and my handsome self, of course. And you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0817291657. After this beautiful song by Johnny Sneyman, What Kind of Love, we're going to be having our prophet in the house. Take a listen.
We are back live on the Father's Love Show this beautiful Wednesday, beautiful, awesome day that the Lord our Father has blessed us with, to enjoy every good and perfect gift that he has prepared for us beforehand. So yeah, be expectant of enjoying and experiencing everything that God has in store for you. And I'm also so looking forward to, because you know, every Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month, we have Prophet Gray with us, always delivering a timely, a relevant word for us for the month ahead. And I know that this month will be exactly what we are expecting, you know, to receive from the Lord. So looking forward to hearing from the prophet. I'm always excited.
Amen.
To hear from the prophet.
It's so always exciting.
He is here with us online. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Prophet Gray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I hope you don't mind me being a bit mobile today. It's my wife's 60th birthday.
Yes.
We've got people at the house.
Awesome.
Just taking a walk to our front garden. And you can see the lake, beautiful lake behind me.
Yeah.
And And so at least you got some scenery for today.
Yeah, at least. And
but good to be with you.
And we're loving your Bill Clinton hairstyle. Eh? It looks good on you. So if our listeners are interested to see the new look, they must just go live on Facebook and they will see the prophet there.
Yes, and we just want to wish Prophet Debbie a happy 60th birthday. Wow, she looks so young. She doesn't look 60 at all. So we are grateful to the Lord for, you know, blessing her with, you know, long life, the 60th, as she celebrates her day today. So may God continue to bless her. May God continue to cause her to flourish. May God continue to enlarge her territory. We love her so much. And I trust that you will spoil her today, Prophet.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
amen.
Prophet, is the first Wednesday of August, the 8th month, the month of new beginnings. I want to believe. I can't wait to hear what God has in store for us. You can take it away, sir.
All right. You can see my daughter in the background. It was her birthday a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
She's taking
happy
some
photos.
It's a month of celebration.
Yes. Well, you know, as always, I have to just say this sometimes, that the word that God gives me, sometimes to people it might be very simple, but because the Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part.
Yes, sir.
So to the listener, I'll tell you what God wants me to talk about today. You know, don't just say, oh, I've heard about it, and my theme is... Well, as the Bible theme, to be honest, are we doers of the word?
Yeah.
Are we doing what we're hearing?
Come on.
And I always say this, that if we're not doers of the word, the scripture says that we deceive ourselves, which to me is the highest form of deception. I don't know if you've ever thought about that.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be deceived by someone. It's another thing to be deceived by the devil. But when we deceive ourselves, it's the highest form of deception.
Sure.
And so the Bible says if we just hear the word only and we don't do it, then we deceive ourselves. So I felt to talk from the Lord on self-control. And I'll probably say some things that you might never have heard. And, you know, remember, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that talk about little things. It's the little things, the little foxes that spoil the vine.
Yeah.
It's the little leaven that leavens the whole lump.
Yep.
Jesus said to the rich young ruler, you just lack one thing. My goodness, he missed out on eternal rewards. Probably the call to be one of the 12 apostles. Because, you know, when Jesus to people and he pointed to them as individuals, and he said, follow me. Those people ended up being one of the 12 apostles. If you look at the script. So self-control, it's the last fruit of the Spirit as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5. And it's interesting, it's number 9. And 9 speaks of finality. And self-control, the Bible... it's a command from God. You know, one of the fruit of the Spirit... it's actually God's command. If people understand the scripture, that scripture is covenant. Everything that is written in scripture is written as a covenant. It's more than a contract. It's more than a skill. It's more than a secular employment of a job. You know, you get employed only for your skill, but you're not in covenant with a company. But when we become believers, we come into covenant with God. And obviously, a lot of believers don't understand this. We come into covenant with God's word. So I'm going to take a bit of a walk. And, you know, in my prophetic school, I've just been talking about, and I'm going to show you this. It's a little bit of a fun thing I want to show you for just a brief moment. And I've been talking on the second year students how to deliver a word from God. And so I have a crazy tree that I call the crabby tree. So without self-control, this is what you can look like.
Sure.
You can see that tree. It's the most crazy
tree I've ever seen
in my life.
Yeah.
And look at that. It's all contorted. Mm. And there's my wife up there. That's her house up there. That's my Cinderella on the balcony. The brother surprised me from George. Yeah. Sorry, guys. A bit of a different broadcast today. So without self-control, we lack the blessings of God.
Mm.
Think about this. A person who does not have self-control actually is a person that you can't trust, eh?
Sure.
Because self-control demands consistency.
Mm.
If you think about it, to be self-controlled, you are consistent, you're persistent, you persevere, you can be relied on that every morning when you wake up, God can trust you to come and call on His name in the morning. I call it the morning prayer.
Mm.
To be self-controlled, that means that in covenant, I'm faithful to my wife, regardless of the temptations that the devil throws at me, not only sexually, but financially, with honor, with respect, self-control. Because a lot of people, if you don't have self-control, that means you become very unpredictable in a bad sense, where you don't know when you're going to flare up, you don't know what this person's going to do next. But if you look at successful people, they're self-controlled. And I always say this, that if you can control your five senses, your sight, your smell, your taste, what's the other one? Your hearing and your touch. Mm-hmm. Because those things are the, if you think about it, the five senses is what you touch the world with, you touch life with. Imagine not having any of the five senses.
Sure.
You'd be like a zombie. You wouldn't be able to communicate. You wouldn't be able to give, receive in those five areas.
Mm-hmm.
So these five areas are very important. And we have to bring those five senses under Jesus' lordship so that we can have self-control. And and it's interesting how the Bible didn't say God control or spirit control. He said self-control.
Yeah.
In other words, the onus is up to us to actually bridle our senses, the five senses, because that's where you've got to have self-control in. If you don't have self-control in your five senses, then that means you pray. Listen to this. You are pray, P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y. You are pray to any temptation of the devil.
Mm.
The devil means he can come at you through your eyes. He can come at you through your hearing. He can come at you through your smell.
Mm-hmm.
He can come at you through your taste. Because think about it, for us men, Jesus said, if you just look at a woman to lust after, my goodness, you've already committed adultery in your heart. That's a high standard for us men.
Mm.
And then the scripture talks about gluttony. Where does gluttony start? With your taste buds.
Yeah.
If we can't bridle our taste buds and we just want to pleasure our taste buds, that's how people get very overweight, sickly, diabetic, all kinds of manner adverse conditions can attack your body because of that. And then Jesus said, careful what you hear. Take heed what you hear, because the good you have will be taken away from you. In other words, bad company or bad conversation corrupts good manners. So we have to be careful who we listen to and how we listen to people. Because if we give our ears, and it's interesting how the scripture says that in the last days, some people just had itching ears. They want to just hear anything new, just for the sake of, especially criticism. You know, people dote on criticism. And yet the scripture says, he that sows discord amongst the family of God, it's an abomination to God.
Mm.
But you get those people that sow it and the people that love to hear it. And then they go and talk. And, You know, so self-control is God's way for us to, I believe, put on the Lord Jesus. You remember the scriptures that say, strip yourself of your former nature.
Yeah.
Put on the new man created in Christ Jesus. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That takes self-control. Because if you feeling depressed or you're going through trials and tribulations, to take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise, remember the New Testament calls it a sacrifice of praise. Let us continually offer unto God the sacrifice of praise. It costs you something. Self-control will help you to do it, which is the fruit of the lips. So some people, they don't want to praise God in everything. The Bible doesn't say praise God for everything. It says praise Him or give thanks in everything. In other words, you praise God and give thanks in the situation that is going to get you out of it.
Sure.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So take self-control. And let me just also give some scripture with that. Just tell me when it's time for break. Well, let me stop here. I'll carry on after the break. If you want to just add anything for now, Pastor Bongani and Lindiwe.
Yes. No, Lindiwe, I don't know. I don't know about you. This is an awesome, awesome, awesome word. I'm busy taking notes here. I'm busy also, you know, hearing things here. I mean, self-control, you said it demands consistency. And also it helps one to be reliable. You can be trusted. And then you spoke about, you know, what brings us, you know, to the point where we lack self-control, or which areas that we need to have self-control. And you just zoomed in on the five senses. And immediately I was reminded of, Paul in the book of Philippians chapter 4, that where he said, because as you were saying, you know, self-control, if you don't have self-control, I think you become selfish. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was hearing self-control and selfishness, greed, you know, which also is brought about the fact that I'm discontented, you know, discontentment. Yeah. And Paul says, I have learned, you know, the art or the skill of being content, because I know what it is to have and what it is not to have. But in those places, I've learned to be content. I believe he was saying, I've learned to practice self-control in those moments that I find myself in. I don't know what you think, Lindiwe.
I'm
lost for words. Sometimes I'm, you know, when the prophet delivers a word, I'm just think how much God loves us, that if we were going astray, and then He brings us back to the right path. So for me, this is, I'm taking this word seriously, you know, having self-control, because I don't want to miss out what God has prepared for me because I don't have self-control. I want to be reliable. I want to be consistent with what God always brings to me, because as the prophet started, that if are we doers of the word,
are we
doing what God wants us to do. So that really, really brought me to a place where I'm having a conference with myself
now
in my heart, thinking, ooh, I've missed there. So I need to have self-control so that I'm able to walk according to what the word declares for me in that season or that place where I'm at, so that I don't miss what God has in store for us. For me, I believe that this is really a relevant and timely way that God is reminding us that let us have self-control so that we don't miss, you know, go astray in terms of us doing His word.
Sure. And there's a prophet opened very nicely in the book of James that, you know, this is the highest form of deception. If you hear the word of God and you do nothing, how can you do that to yourself? You know, just hear the word of the Lord this morning for this month. I tell you, this one is going to carry you not only until the end of the year, I think until the end of your life. Yes, Byron Cage saying thankful. After this, the prophet is still with us.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yebo, we are back. We are back online. We are back live on your radio. And we are also live on Facebook. And we are live on WhatsApp. You can send us a message. We are having an awesome time in the presence of the Lord with Prophet Gray, who's also having his awesome time with the Lord, walking around his garden and sharing the word of the Lord with us. You know, we're talking about self-control. So the word from the Lord for us for this month, actually, I would say for the rest of this year and beyond, is self-control today. And, you know, self-control, he said it demands consistency. Mm. It makes us to be reliable. Mm. And in actual fact, if we don't take this word like any other word that comes from the Lord, we are deceiving ourselves. And he calls that the highest form of deception is when you deceive yourself. Prophet, you know, when I was talking to you off air, you were saying there's something that the Lord is showing you that you'd love to share with us right now.
Well, first of all, just something funny. You know, Myron Cage was singing now. And I'd heard that he was coming to Durban Christian Center. And as one of the board members, you know, they let me sit on the stage with seating. And this gentleman was sitting next to me that I never knew. I had never seen him before. Mm-hmm. So to make conversation, he was sitting next to me. So I said, "Have you met Byron Cage?" And he gave me this look and he said, I am Byron Cage.
That's a
bit funny there. So I'm sure he's never met me. Okay, I want to show you something that took self-control, but I want to introduce you. He just happened to be walking past. His name is Cosmos, who's been the caretaker of the property where I am. And I'll show you more of the property and something I want to show you. So this is Cosmos. Say hello, Cosmos.
Hi, Cosmos.
he's been here. So I want to show you a man that has got self-control. And I want to show you his handiwork. He's what you're going to see now. He's done for the last 18 years. Mm-hmm. He's worked for this complex. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cosmos. Yabonga, Kukulu. So look at the handiwork of Cosmos.
Sure, that's
this
beautiful.
This takes self-control, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a massive complex. It's hectares and hectares of ground. This is just one of his little handiwork. So think about it. Look how everything's placed.
So
he has
beautiful.
To look after it. And then look at the grass he has to cut.
Mm.
I mean, look how massive that is.
Yeah.
It takes self-control to do this, guys.
It's discipline.
It doesn't just come automatically. And I'm going to show you just a little bit more as I, if you can hear me, he has a little bit more of his handiwork. You can see how he made everything in design. You know what it takes to do that?
Discipline, consistency.
He has to keep this road clean. Look at that. As far as the eye can see, all these gardens, he basically does. And then just one more year, he's just come back from leave, so he's busy working very hard. But look at this. He planted all of this. He maintains the cutting of the bushes. So look at how he's being a blessing to others. No wonder they've kept him for so many years, because of his diligence in self-control, coming to work every day. And I'm trying to actually get him a bicycle. He doesn't know it yet. But to save money for his family, he walks an hour and a half to work every day and an hour and a half back. Sure. But look at the handiwork. And so this takes self-control, guys. And look how much grass he has to cut. Besides all that other work, that's where we've just come from. There, we've come right from over there.
Mm.
And there's houses, he has to trim all this bush over here. And, there's the crabby tree down there. And, there's our house there. The Lord's just blessed us with this beautiful, beautiful home. And, you know, if I can say so, it took self-control to get there. The blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow. So
amen.
I want you to share now further three things that the Lord uses that I believe, and it's to the believer, that take self-control. Remember in the book of Timothy, the Lord says that, and he likens us to three, and I'll quickly briefly go through them. He likens us, I don't know in the particular order, but to an athlete, a farmer, and a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, he says the hardworking farmer. We know farmers wake up early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and they go to bed late at night. They cannot, even if they're sick, the cows still have to be milked.
Mm.
The goats have to be fed. The horses have to be let out. You know, whatever farming they're doing, the scripture says the hard-working farmer. So we know the Bible talks about the rewards of those that tread the corn, you know, in that sense. Don't muzzle the ox that treads the corn.
Amen.
He's talking about, obviously, people who work, they must get their salary, you know.
Yeah.
And so a farmer is a highly disciplined person. If you think about it, self-control.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be to keep all that going. And to be a successful farmer, you have to have self-control. Then the scripture talks about the soldier that has to endure hardship. It takes self-control. Now, I've been in the military. I know what it means to endure hardship. They put you through your paces. They reduce all the men to look the same. They give you all that, we call it bald back and eyebrows, you know. They cut your hair finished, you know.
Mm.
You all wear the same clothing. You all stay in the same bed, kind of beds. You all eat the same food. It takes endurance to do that, especially if you come from a very wealthy home and everything.
Oh, no. Looks like it's cutting there, Prophet. Lindy, why are we still waiting for the Prophet really to...
Technology.
The technology, the network there.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry, no. Somebody was phoning me, guys. I had to work out that I didn't cut us off.
Okay,
So let's back to the soldier. The soldier gets up also early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be disciplined with his weapon. Because if he mishandles his weapon, he can kill himself or someone else. If he mishandles going into warfare, he could cost him his life and the life of his team members.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the same. We're in the war. We have to be self-controlled for the sake of our fellow family members in Christ.
Mm.
Think about it. The Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
Yeah.
So let's look at a pastor. The self-control we have to have. The self-control a businessman or businesswoman has to have. Because if they go down, the company will go down.
Amen.
We just now have met somebody who people were suing them because the company fell. So this lady had a hairdressing salon in Durban for about 18 years, successfully ran it. She sold it to another lady, and the lady was pregnant. So the previous owner said, listen, you've got to have hands-on in the business. You can't just leave it to someone else. And I've heard this before. The owner has to be there to drive it, because nobody can drive a ministry, a business, or a family like the person who's in charge or who has responsibility for it. So the lady said, no, it's fine. I've got people to run it. I'm pregnant. I'm going to take time off. Well, do you know, an 18-year business, she ran into the ground after only 6 months.
Sure.
6 months.
Sure.
Because of no self-control.
Mm.
And so if you think of the word self-control, that means you have to control yourself.
Yeah.
You have to take charge of yourself.
Mm.
There's a scripture that fascinates me. I think it's in Proverbs 6. It says, deliver yourself.
Sure.
Deliver yourself. You know, strip yourself again of your former nature. You put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's like the parable of the sower. If you look carefully, the the seeds that fell on good soil, the onus was on the heart condition, because it said these receive the word with understanding. And Proverbs says, with all your getting, get understanding. That takes self-control. That's what I believe goes with that scripture. Buy the truth. Pay the price for truth. Read. You know, study, learn, practice, investigate, you know, endeavor to show yourself a workman that rightly divides the word of truth, you know, not a slothful doer or a slothful hearer. So self-control is such a vital ingredient to our success and the success of others. We could cause others to fail. And then it talks about the athlete. And then it says the athlete has to, run, what's the word they use? In other words, they can't cheat. Sorry, I've just forgotten the word that the scripture is. So the athlete can't cheat. He has to obey the rules. He's got to run between the lines, let's say. He can't shortcut across the track, you know? So we have to obey the word. We have to have such self-control that doesn't matter what circumstance challenges us to go the shortcut. We say, no, God says I must go this way. And this is God's way. For example, I can steal things to, and I'm going to share a testimony that, that might surprise some of you. I can steal things to get sort of by in life. But, you know, stealing is not the will of God. And let me just tell you a little bit about me. This might shock some people, I came out of abject poverty when I grew up, and then I started serving the Lord. So I was taught to steal a lot. You know, because I never had. I stole bicycles. We stole sweets. We stole cakes. We stole stuff, you know. And then I started serving the Lord 50 years ago, which is, well, I was 17, and I still carried on stealing as a believer, because a poverty mindset thinks you're never going to get it, so you might as well take it. And one day the Lord shared such a profound word with me. You know, God is a God of love. He didn't scold me, but he gave me this word, and it shook me to my core. He said this to me. He said, Richard, I can give you more than what you can steal, but you've got to stop stealing. I tell you what a challenge to self-control. And I tell you what, for years after that, I went through, I blew it maybe once or twice where I did take it and I had to repent and say, sorry, Lord. But I tell you what, as I stand here today, God has been true to his word. I could never steal the house that I've just shown you. I could steal a car that I'm driving. I couldn't keep up with stealing the clothes or the food and the resources I have. You understand that? I could never pull it off. And so God has given me more than what I could steal, but I had to stop stealing and I had to walk the road of faith. And there again, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith takes discipline. Faith takes such self-control. For example, the scripture that says, hold fast the confession of your faith. Because Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive. So if you believed for something when you prayed, then circumstances will come against that prayer. And you've got to not let go of that confession or that prayer or that request. You've got to hold on to it. No, I asked the Lord. And God says, whatever I ask him, he'll give it to me. If it's in accordance with his will, no, I'm still believing for it. I'm still believing for it. I won't let go of my prayer. And it looks bleak. And I've lost my job. I've lost everything. But God still promises that he's going to bless me with a house or a car or something like that. I've actually walked that road, believe it or not. And self-control.
Amen.
And you know what? Self-control might take longer, but it lasts longer.
Amen.
It might take longer, but it lasts longer.
Prophet, thank you so very much. We're just running out of time right now on our Zoom. We're less than a minute. But thank you so very much. This is so profound. I wish you could go on and on and on and on, but because of time, We've just run out of time. We just have to end it here. But thank you so much. And thank you to Prophet Dev for allowing you this time to be with us. It's a special day. Once again, happy birthday to her.
I will tell her.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, guys. Bless you.
God bless. Wow, Lindy, that was so awesome. So awesome. So powerful. Word that the Prophet has just brought into, you know, to us right now. I trust that our listeners are blessed. I was making notes. I don't know about you, Lindy. What can you say?
I was making notes. I'm sure the listeners, those who are watching us on Facebook, I mean, they can see that my head is down, you know, on my notebook all the time because I was taking notes. I mean, these things that the Prophet was sharing was so profound for our success and for our growth at such a time as this. And when he spoke about that, you know, self-control, it demands you to be consistent. It demands, you know, consistency and discipline. And I'm looking at the scripture in Joshua 1 verse 8. And 1 verse 8, where God says, you know, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. It takes self-control. It takes discipline and consistency for you to be able to, you know, committed to making sure that the book of the Lord does not depart out of your mouth. The word of the Lord does not depart out of your heart, not only out of your mouth, but also out of your heart. It takes self-control and discipline. And when the word says at the end that when we do that, when we make sure that we meditate and we spend time on the word, make sure that we do what the word, we observe what the word tells us to do. It says we will make our way prosperous. And we will have good success. And the good success and the prosperity, it takes self-control. It takes discipline. Sure. It takes consistency. So what God is saying to us as we move on, you know, as we journey in this life and from this month of August as women, let us have self-control so that we don't miss out on anything that the Lord has prepared for us at such a time as this. And when he was, my last word, when he was also talking, I was taken back to the scripture in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, where it talks about if you are faithful in the little things, you shall be entrusted with much. I love, another one, it talks about if you are, you know, faithful in the little. So, you know, if you are not faithful in the little, so you miss out. Basically, it's all about self-control. It's all about discipline. That if you are faithful and consistent with what God has given to you now, you'll be able to enjoy much more. So this is where I end. I trust our listeners are blessed and they heard the word of the Lord.
Amen. 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 It was a powerful word indeed. And thank you so very much, Lindy, for summing it up so beautifully. And we just want to appreciate also Nomhle Moyake for your comment on Facebook. We really appreciate you. She says, amen to that. Very inspiring. It was indeed inspiring. Yeah, a very inspiring word that is calling us into action. And I believe that we're going to step out and do and refuse to deceive ourselves, you know, because the Bible says when we hear the word of God and not do it, we are deceiving ourselves. And God is calling us to, you know, to have self-control, you know, that will bring about, you know, a lot of joy in our lives. So indeed, the Prophet has spoken. But if you have missed it and you have just joined us right now, you can just go into our Facebook page and watch us there, and also watch all the views that the Prophet has been sharing with us. Powerful, powerful and awesome stuff that I believe will stick into our head for a very, very long time. And also, you can catch us tomorrow. The repeat is at 10 p.m. Here on your Daily Companion. And you listen and be blessed. And tonight, I'm going to be live also at 9 with a devotion, 9 in the evening. So please do tune in and send in those comments. We really, really appreciate them. And that's what we have for today.
Yep.
You know, time flies, eh? But guess what? Well, Gilmore Stander is coming at the top of the hour with the news, and after which she will be hosting or giving us the lifts there. So don't you change that diet. Just stay with your daily companion. This is Bongani and, of course, the beautiful Lindy. We're signing out, on this, the 3rd time. Of August 2022.
Yep.
You wanted to say something?
No, I was saying, let's see them. Same time next week.
Same time next
week. Same place.
Please send us those messages, WhatsApp. If you want to send us a direct message on our WhatsApp line, just type in, Father's Love, and then send in the message. Oh, I've got another one here, WhatsApp message. We are with you, Mfundisi and Prophet, my God. I am blessed. Very inspiring indeed. My God, Mr. Kaso, and yes, you have my consent. See you at 9 p.m. Yes, see you at 9 p.m. Mr. Kaso, we really appreciate you. May God bless you. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.